Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Sioux Falls says goodbye to one of its most well-known business icons and civic leaders. Sylvia Henkin was the first female president of the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. She was known for her work on television and for her founding of the city's St. Patrick's Day Parade. She was unconventional. Friends say she exemplified the spirit of the city and aided in its flourishing. She died Monday at the age of 96. In January 2013, Sylvia Henkin joined Dakota Midday host Carl Gerke as part of SDPB Radio's Makers series. Here's a portion of that conversation in which she discusses her life of service to Sioux Falls and beyond.
I was also on a couple of bank boards at the time. And in fact, I was one of the first ladies on a bank board here in Sioux Falls. And I was sort of frowned upon by the gentleman who had the rules and regulations, and Nils Turnquist of the bank asked me if I would join that bank board, and I said, "Oh, well, I don't know anything about banking, for heaven's sakes." He says, "That's not what I'm looking for. That's why we have the professional bankers there. We want someone who knows the community." So that's where I fell into some of these interesting boards of directors and things that I found myself in.
How important is the work that you've done in volunteering, civic leadership in Sioux Falls, that there are people who are willing to do this?
Well, if you take a look around, I think you'll find that anything of any proportion gets done because there's action. And I don't believe I don't know what I believe in, but I have to believe in a cause. And one of the ones that is dearest to my heart is for the handicapped, whether it be physical or mental or whatever. I have a handicapped lady, my daughter, who is 64 or 5, I can't even remember. And my life has been taken up in trying to help that portion of our civilization. And it's rewarding, and there are sources that you can direct people to if they want to know how to do this or that. And I find I'm being called on many, many times to help out in a situation such as that. And of course, I've spent time on the governor's committees for the disabled, the disability, and all that sort of thing. And that just sort of grew out of having a passion because it's in my family.
You also have a passion for the arts?
For the arts also. My husband was a fantastic musician, and I appreciate and know music. We've been active on the symphony board for years. Between music and people, I think that covers my gamut.
Music and people.
Music and people.
Well, that's not a bad way to dedicate your life, or bad things to dedicate your life to?
No, the rewards, Carl, the rewards that come back to you from having helped someone. I shouldn't mention this because I don't have her permission, but a person very active in our education system in Sioux Falls got a hold of me years ago, and she said, "Sylvia, I want you to know how influential you were when I was in high school." And I said, "Oh, I don't remember." And she said, "Yes, I had a chance to be on Party Line with you, and you made me feel so comfortable and so easy to talk with, and it sort of guided me into my career now." And she's very, very well loved, liked in education.
You've spent so much of your life in Sioux Falls. What do you like about this community?
The people. Mm-hmm. The people who get things done. You ask anybody, and we are the envy of the whole state, as you know. We're driving the locomotive that they say is influential throughout the state. There are so many people who have dedicated their lives, their ambitions, and everything to a cause, or to raising up some of the old myths and opening the door and letting it out. There's so much more education and so much knowledge. It is, of course, the computer has been wonderful too, but there are many, many areas where the human touch, the human voice, can get more done than any typewriter or any computer. And that's what I give to some of these things, a human voice, and I'm not afraid to express my feelings about something, and they can take it or leave it.
That's Sylvia Henkin talking to SDPP's Carl Gerke on Dakota Midday. In 2013, Sylvia Henkin died this week at the age of 96.